Mark, welcome. Thank you for joining me today.
Good to be here.
So we won't know final statewide election results until the 29th, but in Juneau, do we have a pretty good idea which statewide candidates came out on top among local voters?
We do. It's fairly clear at this point that Mary Petolwa was a dominant choice among Juneau voters. She's got 48% statewide, which means she's going to need to probably rely on ranked choice voting. But here in Juneau, she's got 75% of first choice votes among District 4 or downtown and Douglas voters, and 62% of those voting in District 3, which would be the Valley and some of the outlying communities like Skagway, Haines, Kalawak, and so on.
So Walker did better than Dunleavy here, but he also did far better relative to Guerra than he did elsewhere. What do you make of that?
Well, again, it shows that Juneau as a whole tends to vote more liberally than the state as a whole, because Dunleavy is the one candidate statewide who's got an outright majority of first-choice votes as of now. He's got 51%. His two main opponents, Bill Walker and Les Guerra, combined are at 44%. So that's the statewide numbers. But you look in Juneau, and in the Valley, which is the most conservative area in District 3, he trails Walker there, basically 38% for Walker to 35% for Dunleavy. Guerra's about 11 points behind that at 24%. But then you look downtown and in Douglas in District 4, the governor's actually in third place, and he trails by a lot. Walker has 46% of District 4 voters. He's trailed by Guerra at 28% and Dunleavy at 25%. So he was certainly not popular where the governor's mansion is actually located.
There was some redistricting this election cycle. Did we see that influence vote counts?
Well, the redistricting process that both redefined the numbers for Juneau's two districts, also added some communities to the new District 3, which was largely the Mendenhall Valley area. They now also have Skagway, Haines, Kalawak, some of the outlying northern panhandle communities. And what we saw was, while that district is still more conservative than the district that encompasses downtown Douglas and the Lemon Creek area, those outlying communities generally did vote considerably more liberally than the Mendenhall Valley areas did. I believe it was out in Kalawak you had Murkowski get 80% of the vote in that precinct, whereas she and Kelly Shabaka are essentially tied 43-43 statewide. And in the Mendenhall Valley district, Murkowski is still ahead, but it's more of a 55-30 split rather than the 80% she got in some of the most favorable northern panhandle communities. The other thing that was interesting is and you see this both in the outlying communities and in Juneau, it isn't always consistent. Up in Haines, there's two precincts, and they're fairly split, actually, one considerably more liberal than the other. So generally, adding those communities to District 4 made the numbers more liberal than in the past, but it's not consistent across the board.
Alaskans seem to agree en masse against a constitutional convention, with about 70% of statewide voters voting against holding one. How did Juneau residents vote on this issue?
Well, Juneau residents both in District 3 and District 4 were decidedly more against a convention than people statewide. As you noted, the statewide numbers were about 70-30. In the District 3 or Mendenhall Valley and Northern Panhandle communities, it got rejected by a 75-25 margin. District 4 for downtown Douglas and Lemon Creek, it was a landslide rejection. It was numbers were like 86% against and 14% in favor.
What about local elections? Two seats ran unopposed. Senator Jesse Keel and District 4 Representative Andy Story both gained another term in office, but incumbent Representative Sarah Hannon from District 3 ran against undeclared opponent Daryl Harmon. Was that a close race?
That was definitely not a close race. Sarah got about 80% of the vote. Daryl got about 20, and he admits he really wasn't much of an active campaigner. He made very little efforts during the initial stage of the campaign. Towards the end, he put out some flyers and had a website, but he admitted he was simply on there to give people something to check off on the ballot if they didn't want to vote for the incumbent.
Well, thank you for taking the time, Mark.
Okay, thank you for having me.